Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Are you guys ready for Christmas?
Yes.
Do you know why we call it Christmas?
Is it because of Christmas trees?
Not because of Christmas trees.
Is it because of Christmas presents?
No, not presents either.
Was there someone named Christmas? Maybe it's Santa's middle name.
No, it's not Santa's middle name, but we're getting closer. Would you like me to explain? Well, you see, Christmas is a time that Christians set aside to celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. They have a worship service that they call the Mass. Today, we at Great Swamp call it the Lord's Supper. But they had this special Mass that they celebrated for Jesus' birthday on the midnight at December 25th. Now, we don't really know that December 25th is Jesus' birthday, but a long time ago, that's when they decided that they would celebrate the birth of Jesus.
Okay, so Christmas comes from Christ's Mass. That makes sense.
Mr. Bow, sometimes I get confused about which story is the real Christmas story.
Duh, the Christmas story is about a boy named Ralphie who really wanted a BB gun for Christmas, but everyone was afraid he'd shoot his eye out.
That is a good Christmas story, but that's not the Christmas story. Let's get it straight. The Christmas story is the story about the birth of Jesus. Now, how should I explain this? Let's see. There was this beautiful, bright star.
And the sky full of angels announcing the birth of the glorious light. Let there be light, let it shine bright, piercing the darkness with dazzling white. But for the hopeless was born on that night, when God sent his Son and said, let there be light.
Are you guys starting to remember the Christmas story?
Sorta.
Yeah, babe.
So Mr. Bow, I think I know a song about the real Christmas story. It's called Silent Night.
That is a good song. Why don't we sing it together? Someone decorated my guitar. Thank you.
Silent night, holy night. Oh.
Son of God, love's pure light, radiant beams from thy holy face, with the dawn of redeeming grace. Jesus, Lord, at thy birth, Jesus, Lord, at thy birth. Amen.
Bethlehem was crowded with weary travelers who had filled every available space in the town. As people slept, only Mary and Joseph witnessed the miracle that brought Jesus, the light of the world, to us that night.
One night in forever, outside one small town, just as God ordained it, angels looking down. In a land of shadows, dimmer, dark and cold, there's a world beyond.
Joy home,
light of the world, long expected one, light of the world, God has sent his Son, the hope of our salvation born of a virgin girl, in a stable darkness, come to lead us from death to life. Holy glory shining in a place of sin. Joy is overflowing, good news for all men. Light of the world, long expected one. Light of the world, our salvation born of a virgin girl, in a stable's darkness, light of the world. Oh, hallelujah, we see the Father's love. Oh, hallelujah, he reaches down to
on this holy night so long ago, a story was written, a song began, a miraculous gift was given, and now silence is simply impossible in the presence of it all. Now our hearts are so overwhelmed by God's love that we want to cry out, to shout, to worship and adore the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. Remarkable, isn't it? God, the creator of the universe, the father of all creation, blessed a common woman with the honor of delivering his son, Jesus. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, the one who would die for our sins, born so humbly in a small Judean town on a night so simple and so beautiful. It's the beauty and simplicity of that first Christmas that we celebrate today. We celebrate because the long-awaited one, Jesus the Christ child, is born.
Thy people free, from our fears and sins release us, let us find our rest in thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope of all the earth thou art, dear desire of every nation, joy of every longing.
Rejoice! Christ is born! We are here to celebrate the story which began so long ago. It all started long before Bethlehem, with God loving us so much that he couldn't rest until he made a way to redeem us. So God's only Son accepted the mission to come to earth to rescue the people he had created. You see, before the foundation of the earth, the Lamb was slain, and the first haunting notes of that melody, his melody, came to life. 2,000 years ago, his song was finally given a voice, and with that first cry from Bethlehem's manger, the singer became the song. Creation's creator became the created one. And today, you and I can sing in celebration because of the song that he brought on that first midnight clear.
We have
now we have the story straight. The Christmas story is actually about the birth of the Lord Jesus.
But isn't that just a story like all the other Christmas stories? You know, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, or the Island of Misfit Toys, or the one where that guy has become Santa when the real one falls off his roof?
Well, no, it's not just a story. It's his story. It's history. It's actually documented. And we can read about it in the Bible. In the books of, in the Gospels of Matthew and Luke, it tells us about the birth of Jesus. And even way back in Genesis, it predicted the birth of Jesus. Remember the song we sang, "Let There Be Light"? You know? So that's the good news. Jesus is God's Son, and he was born so he could live a perfect life and pay for our sins, because we probably know that we are sinners. Doesn't take long to look around and find that out. But Jesus died on the cross for our sins to be paid for. And then he was raised 3 days later. He went back to the Father. And the best part of the story is, if you and I, anyone who believes in the Lord Jesus and receives him as their Savior, gets to spend eternity with God. There's no better story than that.
Wow, I didn't realize how the real Christmas story is. I guess that's why Pastor Ralph shouts on Sunday mornings.
I bet so.
Yeah, doesn't just fill you with joy?
I bet. Let's try it. Woo-hoo!
I think I know a song about that, too.
I bet I know what song you're thinking of. Is it Joy to the World? Let's sing that one, too.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. He rules the world.
Is Emmanuel, God with us. But he didn't come surrounded by the pomp and circumstance befitting the King of all the ages. Instead, he came as an innocent baby, wrapped in simplicity, so that all of us, from the youngest to the oldest, could learn to sing his song. To those who wander in an endless night, he brought hope. To those who still walk in darkness, he brought light. To those who need a Savior and a friend, he brought a song. And just as he came to us all that Bethlehem night, he still comes to each and every one of us, bringing life and light, hope and help. As angels proclaimed him, shepherds celebrated, and wise men worshipped him, we too worship by letting his light shine through us and by proclaiming to the world that he is still the Christ of Christmas. Yes, baby born, lamb slain, soon coming King. That's the good news. That's the gospel. He is our song, our Savior, and our light, shining through the darkest night, helping us all to find our way.
Shine on, light of all. Find it.
The light shined in the darkness, and it still shines today through you and me. As we live lives of total surrender to the Father's will, our light shines to everyone. Let this night be a reminder that the light of Jesus Christ is a gift to be shown not only at Christmas, but throughout the whole year.
Amen, amen. Stand up, stand up, stand up, stand up.
I want to say, I want you to give Richard also a big round of applause, if you would, please. And Bo working with the children, and give them a big round of applause. And then I want to give Alex and his crew up there. It looks like it's out this morning.
Cray Lee on the light.
Oh, Cray Lee. Thank you. He's on the light. Thank you. Thank you, Cray. I wanted to take just a few moments to read a little scripture to you. Out of Matthew's Gospel, chapter 4. I love the fact that Christmas is all about Jesus bringing light to a dark world. I love Christmas lights. I'm behind this year on putting them up on my house, but I'm getting ready to throw them up there, folks, and I'm going to light my community up because I love Christmas lights. My mother loved to just set those little candles, you know, in the windows. She didn't like it to be gaudy and a lot of things. She just liked the little candles in the windows. And so I didn't get anything of my mother when it comes to the Christmas celebration. I got more of my grandmother, and we go all out. But I tell you why I like doing it. Because Jesus is the light of the world. And he came to dispel the darkness. Listen to what Matthew chapter 4 tells us. Jesus is beginning to preach. The Bible says in Matthew chapter 4 and verse 12, When Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he returned to Galilee. Leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum, which was by the lake of the area of Zebulun and Naphtali, to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah. The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the way to the sea along the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people living in darkness have seen a great light. And on those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. Let me just point out an emphasis in these verses. And the emphasis is twofold. The land was in darkness and in the shadow of death. Now let me just remind you that the land is still in darkness and in the shadow of death. And every day, the land seems to be getting darker and more into the shadow of death. But the good news is this. Thank the Lord that these verses do not just focus upon the fact that darkness is in the land, that the shadow of death is at hand. For the Bible says, into that darkness came not just a light, but what kind of light? You see, the detail is extremely important. The Bible says here, again, listen to what it says. The people living in darkness have seen a great light. Not just a light, not just a dim light, not just somewhat of a normal light, but the Bible says a great light. Now, why does the Bible emphasize that this light was a great light? Because understand something. The world was in such darkness and so deep into the midst of the shadow of death that unless a great light came, there would be no hope. You see, no light would do. Just no light would not. Any light would do. Not just a simple light, not just a normal light, not just a string of light, but a great light was what was needed to deliver us from our darkness. And I've got good news. That's exactly what happened. The Father saw how deep in darkness we were, and He sent us the greatest light that there was and is and will ever be, and that is Jesus Christ our Lord, the light of the world. So I want to say to you today, no matter how deep in darkness you feel you are today, and some of you in this room feel like you are in deep darkness. Maybe it's a habit in your life. Maybe it's the tragedies that you are facing and going through. Maybe it's some physical ailment that you've just discovered that you have. Maybe it's just the fact that you know that you've never been saved or born again. You see, the Bible says, unless you come to the light of the world, to Jesus Christ, you are living in darkness. It doesn't matter what you look like to me. To me, you may look like you're in the light. But until you turn to Jesus, you are in darkness. He is the greatest light. And that's the kind of light you need to deliver you from the darkness of your sin and deliver you from the shadow of death. You see, the Bible says those two go together. Darkness represents sin, and it represents death. And because you're a sinner, you're going to die. But you see, because Jesus is the great light, He can forgive your sins, and He can deliver you from death. I've done more funerals than I can count. I don't know how many I've done. It's more than I even want to count. I wish I'd never done one. But I've done many. And if the Lord allows me to live, I'll do many more. Sadly. But also, I know that when I stand before that family and I know that person's given their life to Jesus, I can say that your loved one is no longer in the shadow of death. The great light has delivered him from darkness. Today I ask you a question. Have you turned your life over to the great light of Jesus Christ? Let him light your life. The Bible says if you repent, put your faith in Jesus, he will light up your dark world. Listen to the closing scripture I will close with, and then we will have a hymn to sing with an invitation. The Bible says in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and he was with God in the beginning. And through him all things were made, and without him nothing was made that has been made. Now listen to verse 4. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. And the light shines in darkness. But now listen. But the darkness has not understood it. Jesus came into the world as the bright, great light. But sadly, some people did not comprehend him. They did not understand him. They did not see that he was the great light. They chose rather to stay in the darkness. Listen to what it goes on to say. There came a man who was sent from God, and his name was John, and he came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not that the light. He came only as a witness to the light, the true light that gives light to every man, was coming into the world. Now listen, he was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. But listen to verse 12. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or of a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, and we've seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. On this Christmas 2015, are you going to remain in the darkness? Are you going to be one of those who choose to see the light, the great light, and call upon him for your salvation? Because all who do, they are given the right to become the children of God, which means the children of the light. I'm thankful as a 16-year-old boy, God brought me out of darkness into light through the great light, Jesus Christ. Would you bow your heads for a moment? Let me pray with you today. Father, I want to thank you today that the choir and the children's choir have reminded us that you've sent a great light into the world. Not just a light, not a dim light, a dull light, a normal light, a string of light, but the light, the great light, so great that he can deliver us from our sins and from the shadow of death and make us the children of light. So I pray, Father, for that person in this room, young or old, visitor or member, that feel like that they are in the darkness now, whether that darkness is depression, whether it's physical, mental, or spiritual. May this be the day that they understand that you are such a great light that you can set them free. Help them today to respond, dear Heavenly Father, by crying out to you and saying, "Oh, Jesus, the great light, my darkness is so great. I ask you to come and light my world with the greatest of light, that I might be free of my sins, my habits, my hurts, my pain, and might be a children or a child of the light. Lord, I pray, help today as we stand and as we sing, dear Father, in just a second, I pray that you will move upon hearts today, touch lives, see that there's a great light, greater than any darkness that we face. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to stand. Would you stand, please? I'm going to move. I'm going to move right down here. If any of you need to come and pray with me, or any of you want to come and kneel and pray, come out of that darkness into the light. I'm going to ask you to move today, visitor, member, friend. People, get out of your way. Don't be ashamed. Jesus, the great light, came to deliver you from your darkness.
We're going to sing hymn number 320, which is Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus. You should see it right behind me.
Ask if she can share something.
The message this morning really touched home, that we are to share the light. I just want those young adults to know that I have a Sunday school class for the college age and up. If you're not a part of the Sunday school, please come out. We're going through the book of Exodus, and we're touching on ways that it applies to our lives. But also, our body is missing. Our body here at this church is missing. And we not only should shine and reach out to those who are lost, but those who have strayed from our church. And I just want to challenge our church members to do that, to reach out to those who are lost in our community, but also to shine that light and reach out to those that need to feel this love from this church. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. Give her a hand for that. Thank you. And by the way, if you are a young adult, you are a college age or single and you're in that neighborhood of age or even up, see Kim. She's just getting this class going and trying to work hard at it, and we'd love for you to be a part of that class. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We are going to take a few minutes. Y'all still need a few minutes over there? About 10 minutes, okay. We're going to have a closing prayer. Then I'm going to let you move about, go to the restroom. Let's give them all a few minutes to get ready. And let me just share this with you. When you do start, we'd like to ask that our visitors and senior adults go first, and then the rest of our members move in behind that. It's just been a great morning again. Wasn't this choir wonderful? I'm telling you, give them another hand. I don't know that I've hardly been to a better cantata anywhere, and I've been to many of them, and it was just the Lord really moved this morning. So blessed be. Let me say Merry Christmas to you. Robert, come on up. Lead us in a closing prayer. When he's through praying, and I'm going to ask him to pray for the food. Take you a few minutes, greet one another, go to the restroom, and then we'll announce to you when it's ready to form the line and get going. Okay? Thank you, everybody.
Man, they were great today, weren't they? And my girls from... Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Thank you, Lord, for letting us come together today and just enjoy this music and this joyfulness. And thank you for the food that these people are providing for us, and let it nourish us, and let us be able to take it and what we've learned here from day and go out and share it with others. Because you are the light of the world, Lord. And let us be the mirror to reflect all your light to the world. We love you and we thank you and we appreciate everything you do for us. Amen.
All right, thank you, everybody.